I'm Matt Bush of Blue Ridge Public Radio. I'm speaking with Western Carolina University Professor Chris Cooper.
It's great to be here, Matt.
What's the difference between North Carolina and South Carolina other than the first part of their name?
Right. Other than the latitude, I think you've got a little bit of a different history, right? I think the country has tended to see North Carolina as more progressive for the South and South Carolina is much less progressive. I think that is most likely changing over time. And I think the last few years of politics have sort of reinforced this notion of the changing Carolinas.
How does North Carolina sort of get that more progressive reputation than South Carolina?
I think part of it is education, right? The University of North Carolina system has sort of been looked at as one of the crown jewels of education, higher education in the South. And so we've had a number of fairly progressive governors at a time where the rest of the South didn't. So while, you know, Alabama had somebody like George Wallace, we were having much more progressive governors. And so I think that's given us this sort of sense of progressivism. Whether it was really true or not, I think is a slightly different question.
How much does South Carolina's history, being the first state to secede, how much does that still affect their perception nationally?
I think it does a good bit, right? I mean, this is obviously the first state to secede. This is a state where their economy is still largely, at least part of it, built around heritage tourism and heritage tourism surrounding the Civil War. So I think there is a national perception that South Carolina is more regressive than North Carolina. But again, I think that's changing, right? So if you look at the two states, North Carolina's passed HB2. South Carolina has taken down the Confederate flag. We have the head of the Freedom Caucus. They have Lindsey Graham, probably the most prominent opponent of the president.
And looking at the last two Republican governors from each state, Pat McCrory and Nikki Haley, Nikki Haley's being talked potentially as a presidential candidate someday. Pat McCrory says he can't find a job because of HB2. How much do the two of these two governors, how much has that changed the perception of each state?
I think quite a bit. They're both Haley and McCrory are very prominent nationally, but I think they have very different favorable ratings, right? For the most part, Nikki Haley was well-received as governor. She had really high approval ratings. Pat McCrory had the opposite going on, right? He had extremely low approval ratings towards the end of his term, and obviously lost a very, very close election. So certainly, the two most prominent politicians have moved in opposite directions.
How much has HB2 in North Carolina changed this conversation?
It's changed it radically, right? Whether it's fair or unfair, North Carolina is now perceived as entangled with HB2. When people think North Carolina, they think HB2. In the same way that folks used to think Confederate flag when they thought South Carolina. So now that South Carolina's taken down the flag, we still are obviously embroiled in HB2.
Strom Thurmond and Jesse Helms, two nationally known senators, both represented their states for very long in the Senate. Which one sort of has the bigger legacy that affects their state?
Yeah. It's a hard one to answer. I think both are incredibly prominent, right? But we certainly see more signs of Strom Thurmond, I would say, around the state of South Carolina, right? There's still more Strom Thurmond high schools than there are Jesse Helms high schools. He is still a legend in South Carolina politics. Not that Jesse Helms doesn't matter in North Carolina. He certainly does. But I think because Strom Thurmond so perfectly embodied what people thought of South Carolina at the time, from the fact that he changed from the Democratic to the Republican Party to his very hardline views on segregation, I think Strom Thurmond probably has a longer legacy.
You just co-wrote a book on Southern identity. So what are the identities of each state when you were doing the research that you saw? What are the identities of the two states?
Yeah, absolutely. I think South Carolina tends to align itself more closely with the Old South, or has in the past anyway. And part of it's the region we're sitting in here, right? So in Western North Carolina, we've got a very, very different demographic breakdown than we do in the rest of the state. South Carolina doesn't have that that sort of difference across region in quite the same way that we do. So I think South Carolina is perceived in general as much more Southern, not surprisingly, than North Carolina.
So it does come down to a name.
It does come down to a name.
And lastly, you mentioned in the book, too, in the discussions we have, you mentioned how food plays a role in Southern identity. What's the differences, really, between the food of North Carolina and South Carolina? And we know that barbecue is probably the biggest difference.
That's right. I mean, we've got a battle over barbecue here, right? Whether you like mustard-based barbecue or whether you like vinegar-based barbecue could really be the next Civil War. So I think, these states have some different ideas about food. Most of it's tongue-in-cheek, although with Maurice's barbecue in South Carolina, it actually took on some really important political connotations.
And lastly, we mentioned a lot of this seems to still go around the Civil War, North versus South, just in a name only, but also that a lot of Civil War tourism goes to South Carolina. Mm-hmm. That's also because more prominent battles were fought in South Carolina. Right. So the Civil War still has this impact on how these states are perceived. Right?
Yeah, no, I think that's absolutely true. You know, there's the old line that the past is never dead in the South. It's not even really past. And so I think you definitely see that in South Carolina in a way that you don't in North Carolina. In North Carolina, obviously, we were even split. I mean, we had famous battles over the Civil War with, you know, different counties and hollers taking on different sides of the Civil War in North Carolina. South Carolina, say what you want about it, it was pretty united in its support of the Confederacy.
No talk about the South is complete without a Faulkner quote, so you drop that. Chris Cooper, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, great to be here.